I remember now.
On 94.9.
Inside Operation Mindcrime.
Jeff Tate on the line. Couple years back, it was the bike. Then last time, it was the boat. Jeff, what are you working on this time?
Well, I'm working on staying alive for this tour. It's killing me. It's a really tough tour.
It's the Operation Mindcrime 2 tour, or 1 and 2. So, I mean, how much more can you actually do on the stage besides what you guys are going to pull off?
Well, it's a 3-hour show, you know, and there's a lot of stunts and acting bits and just a lot of physicality to the show, you know. Plus, you got us working like 6 nights a week, so it's a 1 day off, you know, a week thing. It's pretty tough.
Well, congratulations on the release, by the way. First off, awesome. Good job, guys. And I think this kind of like, it, for you, the distinction of being one of the few rock musical productions that will live on for, you know, for pretty much ever, you know?
Well, hopefully, yeah. That's hopefully what will happen.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, I was thinking back to how many other productions, and Tommy comes to mind, Dark Side, Hair, The Wall. And maybe a Meatloaf song, I can't remember, but you guys
just,
are right up
just
there.
Really a, there's just really a handful, yeah.
The annals of rock history.
Well, you know, one always hopes that what one does will be remembered, you know, in time.
And I mean, did it really take you like a whole 15 years to come up with the second part? Has it been weighing on your mind all this time?
Yeah, it's been bugging the hell out of me. Yeah, it's been sitting there kind of gestating, you know. We originally had planned on putting the conclusion to the story out after the Empire album, but there was some dissension in the band, and we ended up taking a little bit different musical route for a few years. So the story's kind of been sitting there, you know, percolating on the back burner, and we finally got around to putting the finishing touches on it and releasing it. So we're very proud of it and very glad to be performing it for people, and it seems like it's people are relating to it. It's going over very well.
Yeah, it's been well received around here anyway, for sure. Wow, and it must be just a relief to finally get that thing off your chest.
It is. I'm glad it's done.
Now comes the easy part now. Now you just got to perform it every night on stage in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, that's all.
That's the easy part. And, you know, it must be just one of the biggest tours ever, too, especially for a place like the Big Easy where you're already kind of tight and intimate. But to be on not only a big concert tour, but a big theatrical production tour, too, it's almost like doing 2 tours in one. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, it's really nothing like a regular sort of musical performance, you know. It's definitely that plus much more. The music is one aspect of it. So in that respect, it's very different from anything that's out there now. It's a very unique show, very... Well, it's just very involved. You know, a lot of people get very much into it, are affected by it emotionally. I see people after the shows and they're exhausted, you know, from the show itself because it puts you to the ringers. There's a lot of questioning that goes on with the show. It takes you on a life journey, and sometimes if you're not very prepared for that, it can be very exhausting.
Now, and what a monstrous task it must just be in logistics to get all those men and machines in the right place.
Yeah, we've got a very dedicated crew who have taken it upon themselves to really make this show shine every night, you know, and we have a few people on the crew who take it personally. You know, they've worked on this thing and done artwork, you know, on the sets themselves and constructed things with their bare hands. So they're very much involved, you know, and they take a lot of pride in what they do.
All right, it's Jeff Tate inside Operation Mindcrime and playing Double Shot Thursday night at the Big Easy on Rock 94.5.
Rock 94 and a halfway home.